Well, well, well. Look who's finally arrived. Oh, it took you long enough to get here. I can only assume you got lost once again. I'm better off doing things myself at this point. But because I'm so kind, I'll let it slide this time. This is your final warning. Be grateful that you are an excellent warrior, and my strongest at that. However, I hope you know there will be consequences for your ignorance. It only takes a little bit of common sense to remember to not take a left by the boulder that always takes you down the wrong path. You will make sure to listen to your leader when he gives you instructions next time, right? Not giving me your ears, or even worse, letting your brain forget my words, are the worst ways to show me disrespect. Got it? Good. I did not want to have to get physical with you. But I do wonder what it would take to get what I'm saying through your thick head. Ooh. What is this? Did I make you nervous? I can see it. I can see it. Look at how you shiver. I can even feel your neck flex against my hand when you swallow. So weak, succumbing to useless emotions. Fear! If you intend to be one of my subordinates, then I expect you to cast away worthless feelings and instead just follow my orders. Is that understood? Huh? What's this? Huh? What are you saying? I can't believe my own ears. You still think you can change my point of view? What? I mean, what? It's just ridiculous what you can come up with when you're so goddamn stupid. After all of this. Oh, you. You're plagued with such foolishness. Clearly you weren't listening when I explained everything to you. What? Ah, all strength and skill and no smarts. no listening comprehension, huh? Oh. It's not your brain telling you these things. It's what? Your heart? A heart. Even knowing that you still show feelings over my past makes me sick. I've been trying for weeks, months, but I just can't seem to break those human emotions of yours. Well, now is a better time than any, right? So, go on. Show me how valiant you are in your sentiment, and that you are worthy of compassion. Can your heart really be enough to shake this weapon out of my hands? Ah? Let's make it interesting. If you can persuade me, then maybe. No, I can't even begin to comprehend the idea of giving that a second thought. It just won't be the case at all. Are you ready? Not bad. You're faster than I anticipated, but not fast enough. Game over. Oh, what's wrong? Out of fight already? You're not convincing me at all. You really have no persuasion when your ass is on the floor like that. But all in all, it really just pisses me off. I mean, all talk about heart, and you're not even giving it your all against me. Get up. I know you're stronger than that. What? What are you saying? I still show weakness by seeing hope in you. You just don't get it, do you? You striking against me? I felt a little bit of weight in that one. But I wonder how you would fare against this technique. By the way, it is in hope that I see it. Entertainment. I expect more. Because if you don't prove yourself worthy, then I will end that pathetic half and half wishy-washy life of yours. It really is just that simple. Assuming that this was only a sparring match, was your second mistake. When you fight me, you are supposed to put everything on the line. And, hey, what are you looking at? My erection. Why does that matter? It's an annoying human function that I can't control at times, especially in the heat of battle. I'll deal with it later. Taking hold of it. What the hell? Get your grubby little hands off. The nerve. How dare you grab me so lewdly in the middle of battle? No, I'm not touch starved. It hasn't gone down because someone thought it wise to grab and stroke it. I said I would handle it later. Come to think of it, though, this would make for the perfect punishment. You, on your knees before me. Now! I know exactly how you can prove your worth. First, I'll grab you by the hair and take my dick that you've just been so keen on stroking. And in this punishment, well, it starts in your mouth. Open. Don't choke. Swallow all of it. I said swallow all of it. There we go. It seems I've discovered a better use for this mouth of yours, after all. Instead of speaking about heart and hope, why don't you use your mouth and tongue to hog my dick? Ah. Why? Why are you smiling? Are you seriously enjoying sucking me off? Oh, you really are so full of surprises. Wow, to think my strongest warrior was such a pervert. Oh, fine, I'll give you what you want then. But really though, can you take all of my dick? All of my dick? Can you? Can you? Ow. Can you? You have no idea how fulfilling it feels to shut that trap of yours with my dick. Your tongue wrapping around it. Let's see if you can control yourself any longer. When I fill your whole throat with my, cum. Here I come. That's it. Keep swallowing like the obedient subordinate you are. Oh, look at you. You are so hard just from me fucking your throat. But I don't think I gave you any permission to get like that, did I? It's time for you to get punished again. Down on the ground like you deserve. Perverts don't need any undergarments, do they? Right. Spread your legs like the slut you are. Oh, look at that. Such a pervertedness. Unacceptable. If you are going to behave like a slut, then it's only fair that I fuck you like one, right? Come on. Look at how much you're leaking. Look, I said. Look, I said. What through that face? What through that voice? You are begging your leader to let you come. Now you're getting it. Beg, 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 beg. More. Beg me to fuck you. Slut, slut, slut. Slutty boy. And don't you dare come until I say so. A good subordinate must fulfill every whim I have. And only with my permission, of course. You do that, and I'll be sure to give you a reward. That's right. Touch, touch. You'll get to feel me dig deep, deep, deep inside your fuck-starved hole. Your greatest wish come true. Oh, to be a simple slut like you. You look so happy with the idea of me slipping my dick inside your ass. Like this. Trembling, are we? Is it too thick for your weak and puny little entrance? Sluts are always so sensitive, aren't they? I mean, that's just why they like getting fucked by those who are superior to them. You're so weak. You're so pathetic. It turns me on a tad. And for turning me on, It seems fucking sense into you does the trick. Had I known it to be this simple, I would have trained you like this from the beginning. What direction should you take when you get to the boulder? That's right. And who does your ass belong to? That's right. I owe own you. I own you. My subordinate. Again, my seed wells up inside me, and again you will take it. That's right. It's feeling so good. And the way my milky seed just oozes out of you like a fucking river. That's just how I want it. Do you understand? But we're not done with our training. Not yet. You're getting so tight, so hard. You're shaking. Your whole body is shaking. And I bet the only thing your heart is telling you is to keep begging and begging and begging to come. Well, my subordinate, now you may thank me by taking your reward. Next time I fill you up with my seed, you will finally get to come. But you better work for it. If you don't get me to come again, you won't be getting any release. I want to see every ounce of your loyalty dripping off my dick. Get it? That's right. Beg and writhe in pleasure on the dirt, you filthy, perverted sludge. Amuse me and please me and keep seeking my approval. Remember, subordinate, this is where you belong. Right under me. Ah, 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 ah Gotta. You better enjoy your reward. Now, come, leave me. Look, you've soiled my clothing. But ruining clothes wasn't the reason for your punishment. I'll admit, you've proven your worth as a slut and aided me in dealing with a pressing matter. We'll continue our training another day. Oh, and next time, make sure you're more punctual with our meetings. Otherwise, I may put you through another one of these sessions. But maybe a perverted slutty boy like yourself can't wait to be fucked by this dick again, huh? Personally, I look forward to the expression you make the next time I see you. Well, see you.